This is Ozarks at Large. There has been a dramatic increase in trails throughout northwest Arkansas the past few years. A new sector of professional trail building firms has emerged to help meet demand. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently bundled up on a January afternoon in Bentonville and met the founder and foreman of Progressive Trail Design.
My name is Nathan Woodruff, also known as Woody, with Progressive Trail Design. And we're here with my good friend and main project manager, Chris Crone. And we're about to ride the All-American Trail and then segue into the greater Slaughter Pen Trail System.
Very good. And in 30-degree winds.
Correct. That feels like 20.
All right, well, let's go.
Chris Crone takes off and disappears. Woody and I pedal onto the All-American Trail, a concrete path at Compton Gardens on Slaughter Pen Hollow watershed. Just above us is a 2-foot-wide dirt jump bike path, which Progressive Trail Designs installed several years ago. Just one segment of a 15-mile-long network of biking, running, and hiking trails here.
So on this trail, you'll find like a variety of different features, technical trail features, like log rides and stone causeways that you can ride up on and kind of test your skills, learn balancing skills and technical skills, and really just get a feel for, you know, what mountain biking is all about.
The narrow dirt technical course for beginners has tons of fun features: banked wooden bridges, jumps, dirt berm turns, even a bicycle teeter-totter. We stop and dismount at the entrance to the trail to talk shop. Nathan Woodruff says when installing any trail, he and his 7-person crew first study topographical maps.
And then it's a matter of getting out in the field and scouting and finding what we call positive control points. And that's just all the like really cool features that you want to go to. So it could be a really tall, mature tree. It could be a rock outcropping or something of that nature. And then it's kind of pretty much connecting the dots in a sustainable fashion.
Progressive Trail Design, PDT for short, is a member of the Professional Trail Builders Association, which employs sustainable guidelines. Woodruff's firm also aligns with USDA Forest Service best management practices and counts a total staff of 10.
And then another probably 5 to 8 that we hire seasonally, primarily on projects that are out of state, like Colorado and that. And in different places around the country that we build.
Nathan Woodruff's brother, director of operations, is headquartered in Boulder, Colorado, where he's developing his own clientele and team.
In fact, we just landed a really cool project, a master plan trail design for the city of Aspen. So we're super excited about that, help them to develop a master plan to make it a mountain bike destination, basically.
Trail construction companies typically price jobs per foot, plus the cost of special features. For example, the dry stack walled and paved entrance we're standing on, built by stonemason Chad Laddish.
The price varies hugely depending on terrain. So, I mean, it can range from, $3 a foot to, $10, $15 a foot, depending if you're importing stuff or if you're in really steep, gnarly terrain.
Gnarly. The Woodruff brothers are land surfers, after all, huge recreationists who grew up cycling the rugged Ozarks, and as adults, even more remote places like the arid mountains of Peru. They crave to share that adventure with everyone by creating these interesting trails for cyclists, walkers, and hikers of all levels. Company foreman Chris Crone.
The hiking trails, generally, we would put stairs in there to gain elevation, and we would not put all the undulation that we put into the mountain bike trails as far as the berms and rollers, stones to jump over. So
mellow grades, Crone says, and wider for comfort. The crew uses novel equipment to construct the trails, and they sometimes have to import dirt to build up the surfaces.
The trail dozer, our Sutter, is a new machine that actually does a really good job harvesting all the soils to build up instead of importing. So it just depends where the project is and what kind of soils we're playing with.
Progressive Trail Design also builds mountain bike and ATV motocross parks and horse trails. The firm has built or renovated 10 major trails in Arkansas: 7-mile-long Blowing Springs in Bella Vista, Iron Mountain Bike Trail onto Gray Lake, trails at Lake Washita, Mount Ida, Lake Leatherwood, and Eureka Springs, plus ongoing projects at Devil's Den State Park. Again, foreman Chris Crone.
We've been redoing all the bridges there to match CCC style of and code of using the oak material. We've also redone a lot of the stone risers throughout the trail system and rerouted a poorly designed trail.
Owner Nathan Woodruff says they've also been improving a long stretch of the Upper Buffalo River Trail at Red Star.
We've been contracted to go in there and reroute a bunch of the poorly aligned areas and then also add some new trail. And our hope is that this trail system will become an IMBA epic someday and be a real, you know, destination.
Cycling destinations are ranked by enthusiasts and widely shared via social networks, and PTD's trails appear to rank high.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We are. Yeah. You know, there's so many different styles of trail that have developed over the years. I mean, specifically with mountain biking, I mean, there's like 10 different kinds of trails you could build.
Give a litany.
You know, I mean, like this, for instance, is considered a gateway trail for beginners specifically. And then there's downhill flow trails. And that once you get into downhill trails, or also known as gravity trails, you know, you get into a wide variety of whether it's like a jump trail or if it's a technical downhill trail that require, you know, that has a lot of, you know, rocks and stuff built into it that you would do like on a downhill race course or something.
New research indicates that cycling recreationists, both on and off road, are around 37 years old and professionals with leisure income to spend. More than 80 trail building firms operate across the country, according to a map posted on Professional Trail Builders Association of America. Some are single landscape architects, others pure design firms. Progressive Trail Design, with two regional offices, appears to be among the largest and successful. Most recently, Progressive Trail Design built a pump track red dirt bike path in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and are working up in Duluth, Minnesota on a single track traverse trail on Mission Creek. A new ambitious urban project Progressive Trail Design has taken on is laying trail on Lake Atlanta Park in Rogers. City planners say the park's antiquated and underutilized, so are expanding facilities.
Basically, us getting out in the field and, you know, flagging it, you know, determining where the trails are going to go and presenting a plan and an estimate for construction. And we accomplished that, and it was approved by the council for us to proceed with construction. Recently, we've actually already started a little bit construction, but recently there's been some concern from a small group of citizens in Rogers about the environmental impacts of trail. They have hired an environmental consultant to come in. So what we'll do is flag the trail. The environmental consultant comes in, reviews it, makes sure we're not, you know, going through any, you know, sacred places or, you know, inundated areas or places that we need to avoid certain species, what have you. And then we'll adjust the trail accordingly before we build it.
Sun's setting, and Chris Krohn, who's wearing shorts, is starting to tremble from cold, so we head back. But first, we grab audio of the guy showing off, riding a long, elevated, undulating, planked track called Nessie.
Okay.
For Ozarks Trails at Large, I'm Jacqueline Krolik.
To learn more, you can visit progressivetraildesign.com.